Okay, so let me study notes, see William, and just hand out the study notes here. All right, so we're looking at Psalm number 140 at saka 141. So we're looking at two psalms. And the reality is, yung Psalm 140, 141, 142, 143 ay halos magkaparehas sila. These psalms are psalms of prayer asking God for protection from wickedness and from wicked men. And so, interesting that David would pen these things down in the Psalms as we're almost concluding the book of Psalms. So, let's look at Psalm number 140 at this time. So, ito yung Psalm of protection from the wicked. Protection from the wicked. So, let's go ahead and read the first five verses. Sabay-sabay natin basahin yung first five verses ng Psalm 140. Together, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischief in their heart. Continually they are gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me. The cords, they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me, Selah. So, again, this is a psalm of protection from the wicked. So, naalala ninyo sa Luke chapter 11, verse number 4. Go over to Luke chapter 11, verse number 4. One of the principles of the prayer that the Lord Jesus taught as far as the manner of prayer, sa Luke chapter 11, verse number 4, kung naalala ninyo yung disciples' prayer, Luke chapter 11, verse 4 says, And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Well, that's the idea of Psalm 140, really to Psalm 143. Deliver us from evil. Lord, tulungan mo kami, protektan mo kami, laban sa mga masasama. And evil. Unfortunately, we live in an evil society. You know, David is not alone in prayer against evil men. So look at Psalm 59, for example. So nakita na natin yung principle na ito in the previous psalms that we've looked at. For example, Psalm 59, verse 2. Tingnan mo ang Psalm 59, verse 2. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. And save me from bloody men. So, can we pray these kind of prayers? Should we be praying? Deliver us from evil? Yes. So, maging sanay tayo na humingi tayo ng pabor sa Diyos. Lord, protect me. Keep me from these evil men. Look at Psalm 71, verse 4. Psalm 71, verse number 4. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. Out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. And so, David prescribes this type of prayer. Go to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 31. Romans chapter 15, verse 31. Notice it says here, Paul is in prayer. Paul writes, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, so that I may be delivered from them that do not believe, or yung mga disobedient. So these are enemies to the Apostle Paul. They hinder him in the work, and he's asking for deliverance. keep him from evil. Go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3, verse number 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. And so, Paul practices this prayer. Jesus taught us how to pray. David teaches us these principal things. So let's go back to Psalm 140. Pansinin mo yung prayer request ni David. He says here in verse 1, deliver me. Tapos sabi niya, preserve me. Tapos sa verse 4, sabi niya, keep me. So, you see the principle here is deliver me, preserve me, keep me. So that's a simple prayer. He's asking the Lord to deliver him from and protect him from wicked men. So there are two slanderers, men who lied about David. Noong siya ay hero na pinatay niya si Goliath, sino ang nag-slander sa kanya? Who was David's slanderer when he was a young man who had just killed the giant? Saul. And then, who was another slanderer against David when he became king and wanted to take over his kingdom and actually kicked him out of Jerusalem? Absalom. Yung kanyang anak na si Absalom, his very own son, was a slanderer. So, na-experience ni David ang sakit ng may nagsisinungaling patungkol sa kanya. There's this slanderer, these two slanderers. So he says here in verse 1 to the chief musician, a psalm of David. So we know David wrote this. And again, as we are closing the book of Psalms, I want to remind you that is part of the Hebrew text, yung to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Yung ibang mga editions ng King James, tinanggal na yan. Halimbawa, yung Philippine Bible Society, King James, wala na yung heading, yung Diglot Bible, kalahating King James, kalahati Tagalog. Pansinin mo yung King James nun, wala na yung heading. Tinanggal nila yon. That should not happen. That should not be. This is part of the inspired word. So be careful. Be careful as you study the scriptures. Okay? So to the chief musician, sino yung chief musician ni David? Asaph. Correct. All right. And he had others as well, but Asaph will be the prominent one. And we're okay with that. So a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually they are gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues. So ano ang pinaka weapon ng evil man? Yung kanyang dila, yung kanyang tongue. So, the tongue has the power either to give life or to bring death. The tongue. Sabi niya dito, they have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Whoa, who is the serpent? Sino yung serpent sa Bible? Si Satan. So parang satanas na sila sa kanilang pag-uugali. It's like they are a snake slithering away and slandering. By the way, do you know the name Satan? Kung ano ibig sabihin ng word Satan? The name Satan means slanderer, liar, accuser. Accuser. Ano yung accuser sa Tagalog? Nag-aakusa. Oh, nag-aakusa. So let me say something. Be careful na huwag kang madali na mag-akusa. Dahil hindi katangian ng mga anak ng Diyos yung nag-aakusa. Sino yung nag-aakusa sa mga kapatiran ayon sa salita ng Diyos? It is the devil. He is the accuser of the brethren. Yan ang turo ng Bible. You can look that up. So, they are like a serpent, adder's poison is under their lips. Na ginamit naman yan ni Paul when he was examining mankind and the problem of man, which is sin, Paul summarized it and took that verse. Look at Romans chapter 3 as he explains what sin is and how sin reigns and how sin results in death. Look at Romans chapter 3 verse 13. Romans 3:13. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps, yan yung mga snakes, is under their lips. And so there you have there, the poison of asps is under their lips. So make sure we are not slanderers. All right, verse number 4. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Ano itong gins? G-I-N-S. Well, yung sa Bible, yung gins comes from the word engine. Engine. Gins come from engine. Makina. Kumbaga, invention. They were planning and plotting to trap David. And so they set their engines against him to entrap him, to catch him. And they shortened the word engines to jinns. So, ibig sabihin talaga ng jinns, jinns simply means contraption or a way of trapping David. And so, they're very sneaky, like a serpent. They're slanderous. They're liars. And they do everything they can to overthrow David. Kaya ingatan ninyo yung mga nakakasalamuha natin, hindi porque sila ay nagsasabing Kristiyano sila, totoo silang Kristiyano. You have to know the Bible and examine the fruit of their life. Dahil sinasabi nila, ako ay mananampalataya, alam ba nila kung ano bang pinag-uusapan nila? Do they know what they're saying? Or are they fake? Tapos yung pala, hindi pala sila saved. Tanungin mo, alam mo ba na saved ka? O, pag sinabing yes, alam ko, saved ako. Follow up. Paano ka na saved? O, pag hindi na nila alam kung anong sasabihin nila, lalo na kapag sinabi nila, kasi ganito ang ginawa ko. Ayun, malamang sign yun na hindi siya saved. Dahil ang tunay na saved, alam niya kung bakit siya saved. Saved siya dahil kay Jesus. Hindi niya pinagmamalaki yung sarili niya. Pinagmamalaki niya si Jesus Christ. Furthermore, tanungin mo, alam mo ba kung ano ang gospel? Alam mo ba kung anong magandang balita? Alam mo ba yon? Oh, hindi. I don't know what the gospel is. Kung hindi mo alam kung ano ang gospel, paano ka na-save? How did you get saved if you don't know the gospel? I don't know the gospel. Kaya mo ba na isummarize ang gospel? Kayo, do you know what the gospel is? What is the gospel? What? Death, burial, resurrection. Okay. Alright, I'm just checking. Okay. So, the gospel is Jesus died for my sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried and rose again according to the scriptures. Ayan ang pinakasimple na gospel. Huwag niyong iwanan na siya ay namatay para sa aking kasalanan. Ayon sa banal na kasulatan. Tapos siya ay nilibing, muling nabuhay, ayon sa banal na kasulatan. Maraming tao confused. Hindi nila alam. Namatay siya. Hindi nila alam kung sino siya. Hindi nila alam kung bakit siya namatay. Kung alam nila siya ay namatay, para saan? Para sa aking kasalanan. Ano ang kasalanan? Bakit nangailangan ako ng kabayaran para sa aking kasalanan? You see, all these things test people. Test them. If they know the truth. Kasi, pag sumagot ka, ikaw ba ay ligtas? Oo, ligtas ako kasi nag-church ako palagi. Nako. That is a sign, hindi ligtas yung tao na yun. Oo, ligtas ako kasi nabaptize na ako. Oo, ligtas ako kasi kasama ako sa XYZ church. Ha? Oo, ligtas ako kasi mabait akong tao. Hindi ako nagnakaw, hindi ako nagpatay ng tao. Oh, that is confusion. Hindi alam ng tao. How do you know you're saved? Kasi nagsisi ako ng kasalanan ko. Si Kristo namatay para sa kasalanan ko ayon sa banal na kasulatan. Tapos nilibing siya ng muling nabuhay ayon sa banal na kasulatan para sa akin. Yun, that would be an adequate answer. Okay? So, examine the people that you are with. Testingan ninyo yung mga kasama nyo. And pray for deliverance. Pray that God would deliver us from evil men. Verse 6 hanggang verse 8. Ito yung nagre-request tayo ng mercy sa Panginoon. Tulungan niyo ako, Lord. Bigyan mo ako ng mercy. Look at verse 6. And I said unto the Lord, Jehovah, L-O-R-D, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, sila. So humihingi tayo ng pabor sa Diyos na huwag namang matuloy yung mga tinatangka ng masasama. And that's perfectly fine to pray those things. Then verse 9 hanggang verse 11, prayer for justice. Lord, bigyan mo naman ako ng hustisya sa situation ko. These are things that we can pray about and ask the Lord. Verse 9, as for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let it go back to them. Their jinns, their plans, their mechanisms, their poisonous words. Let it go back to them. Let the burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire. Now, is that literal or figurative? That's literal. So, saan pupunta talaga yung mga liars and slanderers and accusers? Saan sila pupunta? Into the fire. Into the deep pits. And they have rise not up again. So, punta tayo sa Mark chapter 9. Jesus spoke about fires that will never be quenched in the deep pit. So, most likely, one of the scriptures that Jesus had in mind was Psalm 140 against his enemies. Look at Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 43. Mark 9:43. Mark 9:43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell. Yan yung pit. Into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So yung language na yan, galing yan sa Psalm 140, galing din yan sa Isaiah 66. Go back to Isaiah 66. This is the exact same language that we find outside of the New Jerusalem. Isaiah 66. And look at the last verse. Verse number 24. Isaiah 66, verse 24. The last verse in Isaiah. Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall the fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So, yan talaga ang language na kuha ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa Book of Isaiah at saka sa Book of Psalm 140. Now, verse 12 hanggang 13, Psalm 140, verse 12 to 13. Ito yung confidence ni David sa Panginoon. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. So merong hope si David na sasagutin siya ng Diyos at poprotektahan siya laban sa mga masasamang tao. So we can trust the Lord and we should be praying these things to God. All right, let's look at Psalm number 141. Psalm number 141. Ito yung psalm para sa mga tao na nadadala ng mga masasamang tao sa masasamang pamamaraan. So you see, for example, as a Christian, aanyayahan ka, halika, mag-inuman tayo. Na dapat ba ang mga Kristiyano mag-iinuman? No, that is against the Word of God. So, yung iba, marami tayo, including, wag nating isipin na malakas tayo, na hindi tayo madadala doon. All of us are susceptible to peer pressure. Peer pressure. So, come, drink. Anong tawag natin sa mga nag-i-encourage sa atin na gumawa ng mali? Enticers yun. That's, the Bible calls them enticers. So, may nag-i-encourage talaga sa atin na gumawa ng mali. That is an enticer. So, ano ang prayer ng Kristiyano sa mga enticers? This would be Psalm 141. Okay? So, halimbawa, meron kang mga kaibigan. Halika, gumawa tayo ng mali. Ano ang proper response ng Kristiyano sa mga ganon? When your friends peer pressure you to sin, what should be your prayer? Oh, this is a perfect prayer. Psalm 141. Okay? So, it takes courage to resist negative influencers. It takes courage to resist negative influencers. So, bantayan ninyo yung mga kaibigan ninyo sa buhay. Kung hindi kayo ini-encourage na lumakad sa Panginoon, lumakad sa harapan ng Diyos ng maayos, the best thing na dapat gawin, iwanan yung friend na ganon. Leave them alone. Separate from them. Why? Kasi hindi kayo encourage na lumakad sa harapan ng Panginoon. Anong option? Anong alternative? Kung hindi ka lumakad ng maayos sa Panginoon, ano yung option? Lumakad ng matino sa harapan nino. Kung hindi sa Diyos, kanino? Kay Satan. See? So, do you have friends who seek to influence you to do wrong? Matutulungan mo yung sarili mo kung iwasan mo sila. Ayaw nila sa Panginoon, ba't mo sila hinahabol? You see? Hindi ka naman ini-encourage na gumawa ng tama, ini-encourage kang gumawa ng mali. Anong the best na dapat gawin? Goodbye. Hindi ka makakatulong sa akin. Hindi rin kita matutulungan kasi mas malakas ang influence mo, ikaw ang nasa mali. By the way, nakita niyo sa isang basket ang mansanas? Pag merong mansanas na ano yung tawag doon? Yung bulok. Oh, tama, di ba? Bulok. Pag may mansanas na bulok, anong dapat gawin sa mansanas na bulok? Ha? Ialisin, di ba? Kasi pag hindi mo inalis yun, anong mangyayari doon sa napakagandang collection ng mansanas? Mabubulok lahat. Nakakita na ba kayo ng mansanas na buo, katabi ng bulok, pero hindi na bulok? At nadala pa ng maganda na gumanda yung bulok na mansanas? Nangyari na ba yon? Hindi. It never happens in nature. So, object lesson yan sa atin bilang Kristiyano. Huwag niyong isipin, Kristiyano ako, pag may kasama akong gumagawa ng mali, okay lang yon kasi hindi ako maapektuhan. No, that is not true. You will be affected negatively, whether you like it or not. And so, ito yung psalm ng separation, protection from the enticers. Look over in verse 1. A psalm of David. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not mine heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Kahit na meron pa silang pasalubong, pagkain, okay lang. Hindi ako masasama dyan. Hindi ako makikiisa dyan. Why? Kasi they are working iniquity. Gumagawa na sila ng mali. And so you see, even though merong magandang bagay na nandoon, pag sila na gumagawa ng mali, the best thing for you to do, iwasan, iwanan. Eh, Brother Bill, merong handa. So what? You see, Paul practiced this. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Tingnan mo ang 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And verse number 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Tutulungan ka ng Diyos na iwasan yung evil. Kung lumapit ka lang sa Diyos. Lord, bigyan mo ko ng lakas para sabihan kong no yung kaibigan ko. Bibigyan ka ba ng lakas ng Diyos para iwasan yung evil? Ayan o, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. Go over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, ide-deliver ba ako ng Diyos from every evil work? Yes, He can. Yes, He can. The Lord can deliver you from every evil work. Nasa sa atin lang na humingi tayo ng tulong sa Panginoon. Ask God to help you from compromising. Tulungan mo ako, Diyos, na wag akong mag-compromise. Ano yung compromise? Ano nga naman yung compromise sa Tagalog? Kompromiso. Alam mo bang ibig sabihin ng compromise? Compromise, ikaw ang nasa tama, siya ang nasa mali. Yun, imbis na i-correct mo siya, sasang-ayon ka na lang sa mali niya. Magkikita kayo sa gitna. Maghali ka na lang. Magyakapan na lang. Pero siya ang nasa mali, ikaw nasa tama. Ang tawag sa iyo noon, compromiser ka. So, it doesn't please God when Christians compromise. The best thing talaga, separation sa kasalanan. Verse 5. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. So, naranasan mo na ba na napagalitan ka ng isang magulang na matino? Amen? Lumaki ka ba sa isang tahanan, sa isang matinong tahanan, na kapag gumawa ka ng mali, tinuruan ka kung paano mali ka, tapos kung ano ang dapat mong gawin? Di ba lahat tayo nakaranas tayo ng ganon? Blessing yun. Blessing yung correction nila. Bakit? Para gumawa tayo ng tama. Let the righteous smite me. Nung nasa Bible College ako, one of the greatest influencers in my life was Donald Fly. Pangalan niya Donald, last name niya Fly. Kaya pinangalan namin si Joseph Donald dahil yung kapangalan niya yung nag-correct sa akin nung nasa college ako. Kasi hindi naman ako palaging matino. Lalo na pag young men, nako. Nakita ka ba ng young men na matino? Wala pa. Not really. Lahat tayo paminsan pasaway. Kaya magpasalamat tayo pag merong magulang, nanay, tatay, lolo, lola, uncle, auntie na talagang matino, na handa niyang ibaba ang relasyon, handa siya na ilagay ang relasyon niya sa iyo sa alanganin para lang sawayin ka para gumawa ka ng tama. Ayun ang tunay na kaibigan. Yan ang sinasabi ng Bible, the righteous smite me. And so, we should be thanking God for that. Look at verse 6. Magpray tayo against evil. Verse 6. When their judges are overthrown in a stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as one that cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. Pray against evil things. Verse number 8, pray for protection. Pray for protection. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Tingnan mo. Huwag mo akong iwanan, Panginoon. Alam ko, pasaway ako. Pero Lord, huwag mo naman akong iwanan. Keep me from the snares which have laid for me and the gins of the workers of iniquity. So, ayan na naman yung word gins. Mga pakana and gins. Mga invention. Mga gawa-gawa ng mga workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall in their own nets, whilst I wither shall escape. So, tulungan ako ng Panginoon na ma-escape yung mga gawa ng mali. And so here we have prayers for protection from evil and compromise. So, tingnan mo ang Exodus 23. Let's look at a couple verses. Does God guide and help us against evil men, against treacherous, compromising situations? Look at Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. Here's an interesting verse. One of the reasons why the Lord sent Jesus to guide Israel of old is to guide them. Look, Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place that which I have prepared. So, nagpadala ang Diyos ng angel para sa Israel para gabayan sila. So, sino ang angel na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon sa buhay natin? Sa akin, it was Mr. Fly. And certainly, the Lord Jesus Christ overall. But I really thank God for men like Donald Fly who, man, I mean, he really helped me out. And so we need helpers along the way. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. Tingnan natin ang 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. And look at what the Bible says here. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. So God keeps the feet of his saints. He protects us from evil. God is a protector. Last verse, tingnan natin ang Galatians. Last verse ng Bagong Tipan. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verse number 4. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, sa Bagong Tipan. Last verse. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So is this world evil? Evil ba yung world natin?
Yes.
The Bible calls it the present evil world. Pero sa gitna ng evil world, pwede pala tayong mabuhay ng matino sa harapan ng Diyos. At maraming binibigay sa atin ng Diyos na tutulong sa paglakad ng wasto sa harapan ng Diyos. We just need to appreciate those people, lalo na if they're still alive. Dahil talaga, yung mga ninalagay nila sa alanganin yung kanilang relasyon sa'yo para lang ituwid ka. Nako, pag nawala yun, parang isang library ang nasunog at lahat ng wisdom ay nawala. You don't appreciate it until they are gone. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you for the wisdom that we gain from the Word of God. Father, I pray you bring strength and courage in us, Lord. As we live in this present evil world, help us to trust in you and depend upon you and to call upon your name and to follow the wisdom of the Word of God. Lord, I pray that we do not become compromisers. Help us against enticers. And Lord, I pray your hand of protection upon us, Lord, as we walk before you. Help us to encourage one another and to love one another, to strengthen each other in the things of the Lord. We ask your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.